Hi, everyone, and welcome to my talk. My name is Dingane Hlaluku. I'm an engineer with ShapeBlue, and today I will be presenting to you the remote diagnostics tools that are being put in place in CloudStack. So this is a brief of the contents I'm going to go through. I'll give a brief introduction about myself, and then I'll go on and give an overview about the diagnostics tools. And then I'll also go on and touch on the limitations and assumptions which are currently being faced with these tools. And then I'll also touch on improvement suggestions. So briefly about myself, I live in Cape Town in South Africa. I'm a software engineer with ShapeBlue. I'm a new contributor to CloudStack since last year. And prior to that, I've been working at CERN with particle accelerators. I'm also a very big fan of science fiction. Remote diagnostics tool. So this basically just gives a rough overview of what these tools are. They are basically just two diagnostics tools which target system VMs. The first one is the Run Diagnostics API, which is basically an API tool which allows a cloud operator to execute network utility commands remotely on system virtual machines. And then the second one is the Get Diagnostics Data API command, which basically gathers and centralizes diagnostics data, which could be log files, network configuration files, and so on, into a centralized secondary storage. And what they aim to do is basically they aim to consolidate a lot of manual troubleshooting techniques into API methods. So one might ask, why are we targeting system VMs? Because system VMs are very important when it comes to CloudStack. We basically use them for performing a lot of operations within the cloud. We use them for downloading, uploading, or creating templates. We also need them, the virtual router, for provisioning network utilities within the cloud. We also need them for providing secondary storage capabilities within the cloud. So the current troubleshooting techniques that we currently use for troubleshooting system VMs are not that flexible, and they kind of require a little bit of expert knowledge in order to execute, and they're also time consuming. For example, if one wants to simply check if whether network is properly configured or wants to know what kind of network setup they are dealing with inside a system VM, they have to log on or SSH into the system VM. They first have to log on through the host, which the system virtual machine is running, and then type in a very lengthy command to log on to the system VM just to execute a simple ping command to test network. And each and every hypervisor has a different way of logging in. This is an example of how you have to log on to a system VM on KVM. This is an example for Zen Server, and VMware also has its own way of logging in. And you can see that this is not a flexible way of testing stuff with system VMs. So I basically saw a need for a way which does not depend on the hypervisor to enable the cloud operator to quickly log on into a system virtual machine and execute a network utility command or any other command to test. So this page here is an example of a page that we have currently set in place. It's available in this link for references. It houses a lot of the manual troubleshooting techniques that we currently use with CloudStack. And I've just checked like more or less the one third of the page. The list goes on. There's a lot of troubleshooting techniques. So what I basically aim with this API command, it's basically consolidate a lot of these manual tips outlined here into API methods, thus providing a quicker and efficient way for the cloud stack operator to quickly assess issues within their cloud. So the first API is the Run Diagnostics API. Basically, what it does is it leverages the Cloud Stack Agents framework into providing a way which is not dependent on any hypervisor to execute network utility commands remotely in system virtual machines. It is available through both the UI and API, and it's basically a cloud stack operator or admin tool for checking network connectivity in system virtual machines. The current system virtual machines we have in cloud stack at the moment is the console proxy virtual machine, the secondary storage virtual machine, and the virtual router. So the current supported commands is the ping command, which is used to test host reachability within an IP network, and the trace route command, which basically displays the route and measures the transit delays in IP packets. And then the last one is the APPing, which basically discovers and probes a host within an IP network. So in this page here, I basically show an example of how the operator can use this API. This is the list of all the supported parameters. The first parameter is the target system VM ID, which is the system virtual machine which the operator wants to test. The next command is the diagnostics type, which can either be ping, APPing, or trace route. And the other one is the IP or domain address that the operator wants to test connection to. And the last one is optional parameters which are supported by each and every diagnostics type command. The type of options that the operator can pass with this command are the ones which comes packed with the DBN9, because the current system virtual machines are built using the DBN9 based. So the operator will have to check which optional parameters are supported by the ping or the trace route or the APPing in DBN9. So as a response, what this API brings, it returns back to the operator three things. The first being the exit code of the command, which is zero in Unix system, to show that your command was executed successfully. And the other one, and the remaining two being the standard output and the standard error. In case of successful execution, the standard output is populated, and vice versa in case of any errors. So a couple of use cases that I thought of, it can be very useful for the operator for automating network-facing kind of task within their cloud. It can also be useful for testing if whether the virtual router can connect to the outside world. It might also be useful for the cloud stack admin to know which network interfaces are used for communication between guest VMs in the cloud. So a typical use case is when one is trying to download a template or an ISO into secondary storage and it fails. Usually, failures are associated with network timeouts or connectivity issues. And the first thing that we usually do is log on to the host and then log on to the system virtual machine, execute a ping command to see if whether network is fine. But now with this tool, you don't have to go through all that lengthy process. You just go onto the cloud stack UI, navigate to the system virtual, the secondary storage virtual machine in this case, and then you just click on the Run Diagnostics icon, and run a simple ping or APPing command to see if whether network was the cause of your template download failure. So this is an example of how the Run Diagnostics API has been integrated into the Cloud Stack UI. You basically just navigate into the infrastructure and then the system virtual machine or the virtual router you want to diagnose, and then you'll be presented with this Dropbox here. So the type, it's already populated with the currently supported type, which is the ping, the upping, and the trace route. And then here, the destination is the IP address or domain IP address that the operator wants to test connection to. And then the extra arguments is the optional parameters which are supported by each and every diagnostics type command. So this is an example of what the operator will be presented with on successful execution of the API. So as I said earlier, it will return back the exit code. And in case of successful execution, the standard output will be populated and the standard error will be empty. In case there were some errors or something went wrong with the execution of the command, the standard error is populated, explaining exactly what went wrong, and the standard output is empty. So another way in which the admin can use the API, I just put a picture here of an example execution of how one can use this with a client like CloudMonkey. CloudMonkey is the command line interface for Apache CloudStack. I've also included a link there for people who are interested as a reference. And you can see here, I'm running the API command, providing the target ID of the system virtual machine and the diagnostics type, which in this case is a ping, and an IP address. I just put there an unreachable IP address, and then I just give optional parameters that the ping command should run for 3 times. And then it comes back, and I can see here, if I'm not sure if you can see, but you can see from the exit code that the exit code which was returned in this case is 1. And then you see that, okay, the command was executed, but the network was not reachable. All your packets were lost. For this case, it's not going to populate the standard error because the command was executed successfully itself. And this is the output that the ping command brings, that, okay, I did try to execute, but I didn't find the host, which means your IP address is not reachable. So those are the kind of options that you can get. In case, for example, one provides an incorrect IP address type here, the ping command itself will send data to the standard error output saying that unknown or unsupported network type. And in that case, the standard error will be the one which is populated with that kind of command. So a couple of limitations which come with this API. At the moment, it currently only works with system virtual machines, and it's only allowed for the root admin user for security reasons. And all the API calls are executed from the management server, and then it basically takes care of logging into the system virtual machine and executing the network type. And it only supports 3 commands at the moment, which are Debian-based, which is the ping, the trace route, and the upping. And it does not bypass any limitations which come with the supported diagnostics type. So a couple of future expansion plans that I had, thought maybe perhaps we can allow a normal user to use this API with a couple of restrictions which are being controlled or set by the root admin. And I've also been considering extending the use of this API to hypervisor hosts and guest virtual machines. And also another future expansion plan is to support more, basically to make the life of the CloudStack operator easier by supporting a little bit more commands that will be useful for them. So it will be very useful to get some feedback from users of these APIs to basically come back and tell us that, okay, here's another command that we actually think that might help us. Could you please also add support for this command? So that's also along the pipeline. And I've also considered that perhaps it could also be used for gathering a lot of useful CloudStack matrices. Like, for example, we can use it to gather metrics for the virtual router. We might want to know how many guest virtual machines are connected to a virtual router at a certain time. how many users or how many services are currently running on the virtual router. That's also something which we can look at. We can also maybe want to know how hypervisor matrices, like for example, how many guest virtual machines are running on that specific hypervisor or host at this time. How much CPU is left, how much RAM is being consumed, how much power, those kind of things, how much disk space is left. It's also a couple of things which are along the pipelines for this API. So I've also provided a couple of links here to the feature specification document and the community pull requests. The first pull request was made for the API, and then a later pull request came for UI integration. Both pull requests have been merged in master, so this feature is available as in master. And yeah, that's pretty much all about the Run Diagnostics API. So any questions regarding the Run Diagnostics API? Okay, thanks. So moving on to the second one, the Get Diagnostics Data API. Similar to the previous API, it also basically targets system VMs as well. So what happens is CloudStack generates a lot of log files and data and all those things which can be used by the CloudStack admin for diagnostics and debugging purposes. But the thing is that what CloudStack does, these files are kind of scattered in various places, and it kind of makes it very difficult to go and collect these files and analyze them. And another example, if you want to know the IP tables, you basically have to execute a command and then save the output and all those things. So what this API aims to do, it wants to take care of all of that for the CloudStack admin. It will basically go and gather all these log files or property configuration files in all these various places. Also check the IP tables, the ifconfig, DNS masks, whatever files that the cloud operator might be interested into for debugging purposes. And then it gathers all these log files into a central location, which in this case will be the secondary storage. And then it basically stores a compressed version of this file in secondary storage and presents the operator with a URL link that he can just simply click and download these files for analysis. So similar as well, for security reasons, this API is only available for the root admin, and it takes as parameters as well the target virtual machine ID and the diagnostics data type in this case. Supported types, there will be defaults, which are log files, IP table rules, DNS files, user data, and property files. But this is controlled by a global setting that the admin operator can set himself. If they want to extend the type of files that they want to do, they simply add that, okay, I also want to retrieve this kind of files, and the API will take care of going into the system virtual machine, grabbing the file and compressing it and sending it to secondary storage. Details is an optional parameter that the operator can specify that, okay, on top of the files that you support, can you also maybe get for me this other file in this specific location? So what the API will do, it will go to the specific location which has been specified by the admin and look for that file and grab that file, bundle it together with the supported files and send them to secondary storage. So as a response, it returns back a URL link that the operator can simply click to download their files. And it basically retrieves log files, property files, IP tables, ifconfig, and root files. So it's currently a work in progress API. PR will come soon in master, in upstream. So this is kind of the beginning to end flow of how this API basically works. So it will take the input there, and then it goes on as it will retrieve the files, and then it returns a success response to the admin. In this case, it will be the URL, and then the admin can basically just go there and download their files. So yeah, it will basically just retrieve the files from the system virtual machine, compress the files, and then move those files to secondary storage and return back to the operator URL link. And yeah, that's it. So this is a couple of global settings which will be available for the root admin. The most important of these settings here are the first three ones. What they basically do is they take care of cleanup so that the operator does not have to worry about going into secondary storage and deleting the retrieved files and all those things, thus giving him or her the flexibility of executing this API several times without having to worry that, oh, okay, I have a whole bunch of files now in secondary storage. I have to go there and do cleanup. So they basically just take care of garbage collection and give the operator again the flexibility of setting the interval at which they want the garbage collection to basically run. And then the other important one here, it's the diagnostic data supported type. It's the one which I spoke of earlier, in which is expandable by the operator as well. They just go there and put in the kind of supported data files they want to retrieve each and every time they run this API, which basically just makes it easier for them. And there's more or less kind of different supported types for different system virtual machines. For example, DNS kind of files and DHCP files only make sense to retrieve those files for the virtual router. And it doesn't really make sense to want those kind of files for the secondary storage virtual machine, for example. So that's what this this setting will basically be control. The last one being a kind of like a disk threshold as to which this API will execute. It's basically also a setting for the operator to kind of set that, okay, if I'm running low on secondary storage, don't get me the files. So it's kind of a useful thing. When you're trying to execute the API, it will basically check your secondary storage data, and then it will say, okay, you don't have enough space in your secondary storage. You have this amount of space. So it's kind of a useful feature, because in case the operator was not aware of how much space was running in how much space is left in their secondary storage, the API will basically present them, and then they can kind of do cleanup as well. So in terms of future plans, I've also thought of this as well, that perhaps I can also extend the API to include CloudStack management server log files as well to be retrieved, and also extend to the hypervisor hosts and guest virtual machines. I've also been thinking of extension to network service providers. This could be hardware appliances or virtual appliances, examples being the Citrix NetScaler, the VMware NSX, or the OVS, to name a few. This, just to name a few that we currently support with CloudStack. And I also thought that it could also be used for gathering useful metrics for CloudStack as well. Examples being management server clusters. You might want to know Java virtual machine metrics, the memory, CPU usage of and available RAM in your management server clusters. And another thing, I also thought that it might be useful for gathering system virtual machine metrics as well. Examples being the operator might be interested in knowing which download jobs are currently running within the cloud, which consoles are active, how many user sessions are currently active. I thought maybe it might be useful for gathering those metrics as well, grouping the data into files and then sending it for the operator for later retrieval. And that's just to name a few. The list can go on as to what we can do with these APIs. We just have to get people, operators, telling us what it is that they are interested in seeing these APIs do, and then can look into implementations. And that's all for me. Thank you for your time. Any questions? Oh, yes, I forgot to mention that. It doesn't allow any non-alphanumeric type. It only allows a period and a hyphen, and that's it. Okay, if there's no more questions, thank you for your time.